Samach Gimel Samach Dalet yesterday, Samach Hey, maybe might be overreaching to try and do Samach Hey and Samach Vav today, but at least, because it's a little bit later, maybe do Samach Hey, only Samach Vav and Samach Zion for tomorrow. Somebody gets it. So there's a thing called Karbis Sirugin, so the person started to read and he was mafsik b'shehi or b'dibur, so that he's yotze, which means as long as he was, he, end of the day, he said everything he's supposed to say, so he's yotze. Karnas Shulchan Aruch, even he was shaw k'nei digmar eskula, but the amount of time that he waited was a time which would take to be garmer the whatever the tefillah we're talking about, this whatever. He is still yotze. According to the Ramah, if he was hipsy because of an iron, he's kula. So he would not be yotze, and he have to be chazit to the rosh. Now, by tefillah, so it's chazit in the chaber and the Ramah. By tefillah, it's actually the opposite. So Ramah makes it totally in the din of oinus. Okay, if a person is trying to be kula, but not yet oinus, this whatever he's waiting for whatever reason, but there's nothing forcing him that he's not able to, he's not roy to do it. So he's yotze, and that's true by tefillah also, according to the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, by tefillah, by Shemoneh Esrei specifically, the law is, even if it wasn't, not all Yerei Oynes, it was Shakrek Limeth Kula, he's Chayz of the Rosh. So over there, the Shulchan Aruch is being Machmer, by Shar Brachas, the Shulchan Aruch, or Shar Tefillah, the Shulchan Aruch learns up, even all Yerei Oynes, doesn't bother him, you don't think Chayz of the Rosh, as long as he said everything. But for Ashkenazim, so, By the Ramah learns across the board, it's always a lach. If a person shares ligmar is kula, due to an oinus, so he's chayz of the rosh. If it's not due to an oinus, he's not chayz of the rosh. So a person with shaya beratzin, that doesn't. We calculate the din of kei ligmar is kula based on the person himself. So if a person himself is a person who davens more quickly, so his definition of kei ligmar is kula would be shorter than a person who davens longer. The question, which is that, let's say, you know, the person normally davens more quickly, but today actually he was davening more slowly, and then he had to stop for whatever reason. Basically, you would go by the way he's davening that day, or for that day if he was davening more slowly. That's his shehi or kei ligmar is kula is different than a different day. What's called an oinus? So the Magen Rambam says it's either an oinus begavra b'mok, which means that the person needs to go to the bathroom when he's not allowed to daven, so he has to interrupt. The person goes to the bathroom, he's in a mokum, you can't daven. There is something clean, not clean there, the baby's diaper or something of that sort, which halachically he's there's an impediment where he may not daven. He's not allowed to daven. That would be considered a hapsik. He says, even in a case where, you know, we don't think in these terms, you know, that he's on the highway davening and a highwayman, you know, came against him, you know, and he's listing, you know, so he's interrupted, because that's not a problem. That's not called ayere oynus. I mean, we call it oynus. That's not the oynus we're talking about. But a person should not be involved in this situation, because there are sheets that should hold that even not ayere oynus, you are chayzer. And therefore, we prefer not to be in that type of situation. So any type of situation where a person would have to be waiting, so a person should not be doing it in a way which is klei ligmar is kula. This applies to Birchus Kriya Shema, to Kriya Shema, to Halil, to Megillah, to Birchus Kahanim, to Birchus Amazin, to Tekiyas. It applies in all these scenarios. There's a din of klei ligmar is kula. Mr. Burr, actually, by Megillah, points out a second issue with Shehiya, that the halacha, you're supposed to read Megillah like an Igeris. An Igeris is read more, you know, you read it quickly. You just it's not like you're reading this intense, deep sefer. You're reading a letter. So you're supposed to read a Kigeris. So there, you should not be Shoya Bechlal by Megillah. So one of the questions coming up is Birchus Kahanim, because Birchus Kahanim, the Chatzila Meshavur points out, so we have this issue of Kedig Meres Kula. So the Kahanim are being marach benigin, you know. So how do you deal with that? The Tzibur is saying the Rebbe Shalalim, or the Hirotzen. So he says he does. So we the shir is from the beginning of the first bracha to the end of the last bracha, from Yerechacha till after to Shalom. So that's how you measure. So if there be a shehiyah, which would be the equivalent of all of that. Pashas means with the kriya of the chazan also, because that's part of the dinei berachas kadam has to be said. There's in of amor lahem. It's supposed to be ayin kriya. That's also part of the part of the nusach. So that much. So in Eretz Yisrael, they're not saying Reish Shalom anyway, so that's not a problem. So Chazan Chuslor, it's on a Yom Tov. So anyway, usually the Chazan, you know, his Yivarechecho, you know, it's not like Yivarechecho, it's like, you know, it's a Chazan, it's Yom Tov, it's Muslim, so it's a constant production. So that makes it longer, so that solves the problem. So that's a Limud Chus on the Chazanim, which say have very long, out, you know, they have Rechmonos on the Kahanim on their hands, and they just sing along. They're making makban on this halacha of making sure there shouldn't be a problem of hefsek. So that's why they do that. And Mr. Brewer does raise a question, which maybe that you say that the singing of the Kohen also is part of the Nusach HaBracha. It's not considered a hefsek. All the things he says it over here is a maybe. He says in Hilchos in Duchen in the Sias Kapayim. He also brings it up. He says over there more of it is a fact. I don't understand that exactly how it works, but imalacha hina kabel. So now when you talk about by kriya shema, so a person has to go to the bathroom in the middle of kriya shema. So kriya shema, you measure from the beginning of shema to the end of shema. During berachas kriya shema, you measure from the beginning of the bracha till Goal Yisrael, including shema. So you measure the whole thing. So if a person goes to the bathroom during the bracha of Yitzhar, he has from the beginning of bracha Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Yitzhar, Baruch Hashem, he has them there till Goal Yisrael as his measurement of time. If he goes to the middle of Shema, he has his measurement from Shema Yisrael till Hashem Elokeinu Mehemes. So even if a person goes, would have a strong urge, and he has to go up between one parsha and another parsha of Shema, that's not the time that he has. If a person is mafsik between the brachas, in other words, he finished the bracha, brachat Hashem, Yitzhar, Ha'arosh, so he went to the bathroom, he's not chayz l'arosh. The person went out in the middle of the bracha, he goes back to the beginning of that bracha. The person was mafsik between the first bracha and the second bracha and Shema, or between by Emes Yatziv, so he doesn't go back to the first two brachas either. The only he would go back to Shema in that situation. You want to read Shema into Emes Yatziv, and that's it. Now, let's say a person is waiting. We tell the Chachil, a person should not make a long hefsek. So a person is he chaps that he wants to answer kedusha, so he'll start Shema Esrei after kedusha, but he's holding a little bit behind. So instead of making a big going all the way to the end. And right before that, making a very long hefsek, he should say a little bit, wait. This way, each shehiya is counted separately. We look at each shehiya separately. So there's not one long unit of time which he was waiting. It's fine. So it must have the person got the Shemoneh Esrei and he right before laning. So he wants to hear laning. So you can't hear laning while but during Shemoneh. You're not supposed to. It's not preferred the chachila to be listening to laning during the middle of Yishmon Esrei. It is a big shayla in halacha whether you're mechuyev to stop and to listen to laning in the middle of Yishmon Esrei. It was a chiyev in each person, it's a chiyev on the tzibur. I always held in svar the chachila you shouldn't, but I once heard from a person which was a very big nema by me that he once asked Rav Moshe Zatzal. It's not written anywhere, but he asked Rav Moshe. Directed this question, Rav Moshe told him, you should stop and listen. Rav Moshe told him to stop and listen. I think it's a bit kiddish, but that's what Rav Moshe told him to do. You would stop and listen. So that's definitely not like chachilas. A person wants to do that, so he would wait. So instead of going over to the end and then waiting, that's why quite a long parsha. So he would say a little bit, listen to an aliyah, then say a little bit again, listen to an aliyah. Each way, between each aliyah, he would do that, and then the shias wouldn't even starve. If a person wants to wait to answer Kaddish Kedusha again, if we have an eitzah to do that, you should do that. But the person would be allowed to, in that situation, to wait if necessary. Fine. Hallel, if a person would have a situation, a person would be mafsik in the middle of Hallel, let's say the chazan is singing, you know, I don't know, decides to do one of these major, you know, productions, you had a real chazan there, you know, like, you know. So the law is Yishok Kedei Ligim Rizkula wasn't Ayyadei Oynes, you don't have to go back. If it was Ayyadei Oynes, the person went out to the bathroom, he would go back. You do not say the brachas again, the bracha again. Birchas Amazon, we look at the brachas as all three, first three brachas as one unit. A person would have a hefsek like that. They found the baby has the baby's diaper. They started benching. The middle of the baby's diaper is not clean, and they stopped the middle of benching. They clean the take the baby out, etc. The time it happened, it was Shia because the Gemara is Kula. Shia Chayes in the Rosh, even though it's being bracha la bracha. If a person was, the Bir Lacha points out, if a person says, we say Dibra is the same thing. Dibra la Maisa by Kriya Shema Yeshiva Chayzer at the beginning of the Kriya Shema. By benching, if a person will be Sach B'mezid, he doesn't have to Yechayzer the Rosh. The end of the Lacha is over there, talks about a case of a person comes into the Shul and they're saying Shema, the person should say Shema with them. It shouldn't look like he's not being Makabal together with the Tzibra, the Olmach HaShemayim. But the chiyuv is to read the first pasuk and baruch shem. It's preferred the person should say all of shema. The gra holds it's actually a chiyuv to say all of shema. The ikur pasuk is where noig is just the ikur din is the first pasuk and baruch shem. If a person's holding a place where you can't be mafsik, so then a person would not be mafsik to say all of shema. If a person's holding sukkah the zimra, he would say the first pasuk with them. Not clear. Mishra Brura does not talk about when you say Baruch Shem. I see Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Shana Locha says that you do say Baruch Shem. Doesn't bring him a core for it. Person holding a Birchus Kriyashma, he would not be Mafsik. I want to point out, let's say a person starts Sukkah Zimra Shabbos morning, he realizes it's late and he's not going to get the Shema on time. So you can be Mafsik in the middle of Sukkah Zimra to say all of Shema in that situation, because you have to use the mitzvah of Shema. You say all three paragraphs of Shema in that situation in the middle of Sukkah Zimra. Person in the middle of Birchus Kriyashma is not Mafsik, but what he should do is, it says, is you should try and say the words that you're saying in the same niggun as if you're saying Shema. So it sounds like you're with the tzibur. A person is planning to be yotze later on. He walks in. He walks into the first minion. He's on with the second minion. They're saying Shema. You should say Shema with them. You should have kona not to be yotze. You didn't put on tefillin yet. It's not. You don't have your Birchus Kriyashma. You don't have your Birchus Kriyashma. And you should say it with them. Even if you have not said Birchus Atari yet, you walk in. You would say Shema. You're not saying it to for Limud Atari. You're saying it to be mekabel tzibur. The Shabur points out this idea applies to other tefillas, which are there's a derech eretz, so we should say it together with Tzibur saying Ashrei, Tzibur saying Aleinu, and I'm not davening with them. Answering Kedusha is not just a person that's ready davened, so you're simply key to answer Kedusha. Rosh has an interesting Shuba, which he talks about. This is the idea behind these things, that derech eretz is because you're being saper shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, I'm not davening with the Sibur, but if I'm in the middle of learning, I'm not mechiv dimafsik, but I'm learning. But if I'm not doing anything else, I'm just standing there, rake, or whatever, so why am I not saying the Shvacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also? So I'm mechiv to even start with them.
If you're davening by yourself, then if you're somewhere else,
you're davening, you have to know, don't interrupt, you're davening. That's the point.
By
Kedusha? No, by Kedusha answer. So Rosh says, what about your Gimel Midas? He says, your Gimel Midas, this is like the fakirat of the veld, Says, you're goodness, it's not Sidur Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a bakasha. Now, you're not going to give them out, it's the same bakasha with them, it's the same bakasha. So they said they're bakasha, you're not going to say your bakasha. Right? But Ashrei Aleinu, that's a set of Shabbat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how dare you, it's not their hair, it's not the joy. So a person like this, I shouldn't have to give them meetings with the other, with the Zibur. Hi, talking, But Ashrei Aleinu, no, mechatesi. So Moshe says the exact opposite. That's totally backwards in thought process. Sidur Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be mitzar. He says the minigar lemin to say you give me this. You're not mechuyev to. For sure, if a person will be learning, a person not mechuyev interrupt his learning. He says they say you give me this because that's not Sidur Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're not mechuyev to be. He said the lomdus is not to join Sidur Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not their heretz. It doesn't apply to your Gimel Midas. Okay, we'll hold it here. We'll do some of them and some of them tomorrow.